You also were active in the infiltration of many cultural groups. Before we go into that step by step,
welcome to the second podcast. What's good, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? I'm back. Yes, it's been a little week, you know, so because I was down in Florida actually babysitting my nieces. Thank you, Nikki. Yo, kids are cool, man. You know what I learned down there? Don't have kids. Nah, I'm joking. Nah, kids are cool. But dog, they be watching TV. Oh my. Anyways, and all the electronics is cool and all, but yo, I don't do cartwheels or something outside. You remember outside back when we was little? I say we like our generation, my generation. Anyways, but yeah, man, be active. They have, you know, video games with movement stuff, but still, I don't know. But anyways, hope y'all doing good, man. Bless y'all. Ha. Hey. I want to talk about real quick. You know, I was talking about things. This is what I do. Now I'm talking about, but I recently saw a man, Kendrick Lamar, bring out J. Cole at his concert, which was dope as fuck. I didn't even see it, yo, but I heard about it, which is dope seeing our generation, you know, collab and, you know, just have fun, unite. And that is some super shit with J. Cole, two powerful young men in our day and age, you know, in this sport, hip hop sport, which is now, I've heard, the number one music genre across the world, which is fucking duh. Nah, hip hop is dope. Bless it. Speaking of that, my favorite producer artist, Kanye, hope you're doing well, brother. You know, everyone but Kanye, because when he came out to me, man, it was something that was so new and still one of the best as far as producing and rapping and just art creating. You know, music tells a story, and obviously, you know, it's a blessing for us to hear. Fucking you hear me, you know what I'm saying? And vice versa. You know, thank God for our ears to see, you know, limbs, all that stuff. Gotta be blessed for little stuff, man. For real. But you know, we all know this is not just one lifetime. This is just one of many. I heard it's a test. Hope we all pass. Yo, have you ever cheated? I cheated on tests, motherfuckers. God, don't do that in a relationship, man. There's no point. Why be in one? Be right with yourself first, man. Even though you're going to love each other, be right with yourself first as much as you can. Real talk, you know. Just be positive. There's something higher than us, above whatever you call it. You know, you don't have to be a human or whatever. You might be a dog listening, understanding what I'm talking about. No, joking. Shout out to pets, though. Love pets, you know, I always talk about them. I wonder what's your story on a pet, yo. Call me on the hotlines, 1-800 these nuts. Niggas been saying that for centuries. I wonder what the first person was saying that. Like what year was it? You know, 1700s, you know what I'm saying, medieval times. These nuts, you motherfucker scum. What? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, man. These nuts. This is one DJ. Shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony. Whew. I remember when they came out. Yo, I remember when they came out. It was the time when I was kind of trying to write raps. And I remember I used to rewind. I had a tape. I used to write every word down. And it was like a damn poem test. Trying to recite that joint. But shout out to them, man. You know, I give love to everyone, man. I don't really have any type of hate in my blood, man. It's all love. Shout out to, you know, this new artist out here, 21 Savage and Amber Rose. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, when you in a light like that, man, you might as well just have your, just be authentic with yourself and your now. If they're happy in love, so be it, my nigga. They doing their thing. Hey, who remember Pastor Troy? Who remember, like, the South Movement? Who remember Left, Right, Left by Drama? Drama, yo. Music in the South? I don't know, man. It makes your day, doesn't it? Like, turning up, getting crunk, whatever you call it. Like, it's, that shit, like, pretty girls like trap music. Like, back to 2 Chainz. Like, I bet Michelle Obama be, I know a couple songs she be bobbing her head to. Like, you have no choice. Thank God these rappers have these producers that bring that shit to life. Speaking of that, man, you know who's always have great music, but I don't buy all the time? But we all know he's a great artist, performer. And like I said, I don't think I bought, but the stuff I've heard, her evolution of music has been epidemic crazy in her own stuff. Beyonce. Shout out to Beyonce. I'm not like, the Beehive. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, I love her, but, like, I don't know, no, some people have, was a Beehive VIP pass or something? I don't know. Or a fan club or whatever you call it. Shout out to them. But shout out to the twins, man. Having kids, you know, everyone's always talking about them and stuff. They're already in the spotlight. Whatever they have is going to be a known. People act like that's not going to be known. Anyways, I wonder what kid recently said something to you that made you be like, yo, I was just thinking about that. It made you a quick decision for you. You know what I'm saying? Kids be having quick decisions, boy. And I bet they have kids and damn, when they making snacks and stuff, like Nabisco snacks, Teddy Grahams, they probably have 10 kids on a panel tasting different stuff. Yo, you know what a good snack is that's very healthy? I don't know if I talked about it. It's I Annie's. I always do the whistle. Yeah, Brandon won't do that now, but for real. Natural organic snacks like that are tasty. The I Annie's, which see specifically, I had like the honey kind. Graham, that was, shit was dope. Also the ones I love the most, they're kind of like Cheez-It flavored, white cheddar, kind of, sort of. Dang, I Annie's bunnies. The mother efforts are good. And they're good, man. White cheddar. I'm not even a big cheese guy. I really just like cheese on pizza. Macaroni's cool, but you know, it's, you have to be certain with someone's food. Ain't it crazy? Someone can cook the same macaroni, same chicken, anything, but you know, somebody's obviously gonna be tasting better than someone else's. But hey, like I always talk about, food is something that's special. God willing, we can have taste buds. Yo, some people have different taste buds, or whatever. Like, you know. You know, they always say don't feed dogs certain this, certain that. Man, I forget that, dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't like, you know, it's sad. I saw my grandmother's dog over the weekend. I was in Florida last week watching my niece, like I said. And she has a York eye, whatever you want to call it. Love him and Brutus. I'm sorry. Oh, his name is Duke. I'm sorry, Brutus. Oh, shit. I don't believe I said that. Sorry, Mamina. That's my grandmother. Brutus passed away. It was one of her first Yorkshire. He got hit in the car. I mean, hit by a car in the street, across the street, years ago. And then she got these two dogs, Duke and Daisy. Daisy and Duke, right? But Daisy actually passed away several years ago. So it's now Duke. Shout out to Duke. Always, not always. You know, it's crazy when you talk to dogs and pet them and shit and tell them stuff. They can feel your tone. Any pet, you know, always talk about that. And they know you're feeling and they're here for you. And it's crazy, right? I wonder how they communicate, how fucking llamas communicate, yo. How cows, you know what I'm saying? Grasshoppers obviously have antennas and make sounds, but isn't it crazy? That's why I love movies like, obviously, I haven't talked about the Pixar movies and all that, but yo, entertaining. Entertaining, hey, when you can have a kid's movie entertain your grandparents and the 2-year-old, at least watching the thing. The 2-year-old probably don't know exactly what's going on, but you know, I was paying attention. But shout out to those movies, man. Crazy. You know what else is crazy? I was, you know, I'm big on souls and stuff, and it's crazy. Our DNA has our ancestors' DNA in it. You know, like obviously we're never ending in a way, and it's, you know what I'm saying? And it's beautiful because I've heard that you can have like Like the dreams you have sometimes are part of your ancestors. Isn't it crazy? Everything that's embedded inside of you is part of your ancestry.com. It's not a plug. I'm going to try that, though. I haven't tried it. Has anyone tried it? Like, I wonder how, obviously it's pretty accurate, but as far as like, isn't it crazy? Pass down your great whoever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The first people to actually come here or made us create. I don't know what the true story is on that. That's still a mystery. It's dope, kind of scary. But that's amazing how we got here. You know what I'm saying? Who actually built one of my favorite things I'm always going to talk about, which is because it's a mystery in a way. The damn Great Pyramids of Giza. You know what I'm saying? In Africa? Were those large giants or were those alien creators? What were, you know what I'm saying? Those are tons, they say, of, what is it, concrete? I don't even know, not concrete, stone, whatever. How was that place accurately enough to match up the, or what is it, Orion's Belt, or not, or you know, the, spooky, but dope. That is always going to be something I'm always curious about. I haven't been there yet. I would love to go. Even when I go, I'm still going to talk about it like I haven't been there. Even though I do want to travel more places. Who doesn't want to travel? Damn. Can't wait to travel to other planets and stuff, yo. I'll be thinking about that. I'll be pondering in the skies, boy. You ever do that? Ponder in the sky. That's something beautiful. Who's seen a shooting star? I've seen actually one. God bless. I don't know what. But I seen actually, I think it was two in one night. Or it was one maybe in a damn airplane wing. Nah, some joke, I'm joking. Nah, but I seen two in one night. Yeah, man, that was dope. Just to see one is dope. I seen actually two rainbows. I really see that joint. My sister said she sees it a lot in Florida. Shout out to the rainbows. My niece, middle one, Alyssa, is stuck on unicorns. What's up with that? I don't know. Like unicorns, you dig? Hey, I think unicorns, I guess, give kids peace, which is cool. I don't know, peace and happiness and miraculous things, which is cool. You know, it'd be miraculous. You know what? If we all were happier and peaceful with one another. For real. Especially those that supposedly really care about us, like, you know, shout out to the law enforcement. I'm always going to talk about that all the time, but you guys just keep doing the best you forget about, like, your quotas, whatever. Just help the world, because you guys are the ones that the kids look up to as heroes. We all heroes in some way. That's facts. That's facts. Turn up. Stop. Teachers, they heroes. Ain't it crazy? So many different teachers in different categories of education. I'm gonna have a favorite English teacher, obviously. Sometimes a favorite PE teacher, art teacher. You know, heroes in all different forms. The bus driver's a hero. Some bus drivers love what they do, helping people go where they need to go safely. Yeah, besides entertainers, of course, sports entertainers. Jordan, whew, started his own line. Billionaire, let's go. Billionaire status, that's what I'm, it's not even about the money, it's about what you can do and help. Push the world forward, be happy, build happiness, push it. It's all about happiness, man. Try to be happy. The other day I was mad for about 2 hours, and then I saw a video of a hedgehog giving birth. I was like, oh snap, like the poor, oh, it was the most beautiful thing in the world. I didn't see all of it. I think she gave birth to like 4 or 5 or something like that. I only saw like 1 or 2, but the struggle, man. Shout out to the women. Woo. Women, I love y'all. Mom, sisters, daughters, aunts, cousins, godparents, goldfish, kangaroos, every, you know what I'm saying? Flowers, peppers, there's male and female peppers. Gosh darn it. Isn't that crazy? Flowers. All right, before I go, I want you guys to do me a favor. If you like, hopefully you like reading. Some people, you know, have a little trouble with it, and it's all good. But if you can and you like doing it, I suggest you go to this store called Amazon. You might have heard of it.com. And check out this novel if you can. So Amazon, and you have a digital version, or you can buy the book, or novel, rather. And it's called The Private Life of Estelle Knight. Lights, camera, infatuation. This joint is amazing. It's very different, where you can really picture what the author is describing. And I hope this comes out like, I don't know, like a story or maybe movie. But yeah, it's called The Private Life of Estelle Knight, Lights, Camera, Action. I'm sorry. The Private Life of Estelle Knight, Lights, Camera, Infatuation. Romaine, bro. I'm out. Love y'all. Peace.